Rachel from Cameroon is asking, when you feel reluctant to pray, does it mean you're spiritually weak? What are the practical steps one should take to always have the move of the Spirit in his life? Well, very simple. When you feel reluctant to pray, doesn't necessarily mean you are weak, but it does signify a problem, because you shouldn't feel reluctant to pray. You should want to pray. And what you do is learn to stir up your spirit. The Bible says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. That means you're building your spirit like a battery. You're charging yourself or recharging your spirit. See, that's what you do. You come alive. So the practical steps that one should take to always have the move of the Spirit is what the Bible says, to be filled with the Spirit. And the Greek rendering of that scripture in Ephesians chapter 5, let me read it to you. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. The Greek rendering actually means be being filled with the Spirit, meaning continually filled with the Spirit. Now the practical steps are given to us following. He says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Speaking to yourselves means you talking to you. You see, you're talking to you. The other guy is talking to himself. She's talking to herself. It doesn't mean I'm talking to you and you're talking to her. It means I'm talking to me and you're talking to you. So speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. So that's what you do to be being filled continually with the Spirit. And remember, I said also speaking in tongues, because in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, reading to you from verse 2, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. Verse 4. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. But he that prophesied edifieth the church. Now these are significant thoughts given to us from the scriptures to help us understand God's ways of doing things.